All right, so with a problem as deep and chronic as veterans' homelessness, how do you even figure out how to begin changing that that unfortunate statistic?
Well, and that's the right question to start with. Without knowing the extent of the problem across the country and within each community, you can never solve that problem. One of the challenges we saw that we and the VA were looking at the data differently, and about 3 years ago, we realized we need to combine our efforts to have a common number and a common approach to finding all these veterans out there. So that was step number one, was really identifying the size of the problem and then going out and doing it together. So we jointly count every January now with the VA, and we're counting not just homeless veterans but all homeless persons to get a better sense of the size of the problem.
To break down those stovepipes between departments, between you and the VA, which every department has, did you find that you had to overcome sort of this attitude of territorialism, or this is ours, not yours? And how did you get the people on both of your teams to actually work together?
Well, there certainly are huge cultural differences between any federal agencies and certainly between these two. One advantage that we had with the VA is about 20 years ago, I had the chance to sit down with two or three people from the VA and a couple people from HUD, and we created a joint program where we provide the housing, they provide the services. So I think it's the only co-administered federal program in existence, but that really broke down some barriers in terms of being able to work together because we actually run this thing together.
And so once you have a census of people who are in need of services, what's the next step to actually starting to get them off the streets?
Well, we want to make sure we're not just putting money out to communities in a general sense, but really targeting the resources where the most need is. And so we look at how many homeless veterans there are in each and every city in America, and then we target our resources to go to those communities. So places that don't have much of a homeless veteran problem don't get any resources. Places that have a much larger problem get a lot more. So we're really each year targeting our resources in a very specific way.
So to make your very aggressive goal of basically saying there will be no homeless veterans by just 2015, what do you need to get there? Just more of the same, or is it becoming harder?
What we're realizing, and we've seen this for a number of years with homelessness in general, is that homeless people are quite different. So some people have huge needs. If you can imagine soldiers coming back from this war that might have post-traumatic stress syndrome, might be physically severely wounded, might have drug problems, mental health problems. Soldiers with lots of issues are going to have a lot more assistance than just a little bit of assistance with their rent. However, there are many other homeless persons that frankly don't need nearly as much. So we're really targeting our interventions to where the need is. If a homeless veteran has a lot of special needs, we give them a lot more services. And we do find a significant percentage of all homeless persons, including homeless veterans, really don't need a huge level of services. They certainly need housing, and all of them need a certain level of services. So some of them will have a relatively expensive package of housing and services, and others a much less intensive and less expensive intervention.
We're speaking with HUD Acting Assistant Secretary Mark Johnston, who has been nominated for a Service to America Medals. And so that's really the issue, I guess, is making sure that the service is calibrated to each person and then keeping them in a non-homeless state. I imagine that's a long-term challenge.
It is. And I want to underscore one thing, that the reason that the SAMMY's award finalist designation has been identified for this is not at all because of me. We have a team of seven. There are four from VA and three from HUD, that really sort of underscores the collaboration that's needed to accomplish something like this. And it's obviously not just these seven. We represent lots of people around the country. What we find is that many people, about a third of homeless persons, actually are homeless for less than a month, and about 60% are homeless just for a couple of months. And so we're really trying to be very careful and judicious with how we provide our resources so that between now and 2015, when we're to end this goal, that we're still on track, that we've not exhausted our resources, and that we're deploying them very smartly.
Now, you and I have spoken about this before, and at the time you said Congress, unlike a lot of other programs, has always supported this initiative and given money where you asked. But is there fear now, because there's so much attention to the budget, that you might not get as much money as would be ideal? And in fact, do you need more money to accomplish that goal?
For this most intensive intervention, the one where we jointly administer a program with the VA, which is called the HUD-VA Supportive Housing Program, the Congress every single year, even this last year and even scheduled for 2013, is proposing to give us funds. But we're looking beyond that to say, you know, what if they didn't give us any funds in 2013, what might we do? We do have other programs that are for homeless persons in general, and frankly, not even for homeless persons, but low-income persons. And we're just finding different ways at the VA and at HUD to deploy these different resources to continue to make progress on ending veteran homelessness.
And once you've learned all there is to know, like if you ever can, but as a manner of speaking, about veterans' homelessness, how can that translate to other programs? What can you teach the rest of government that has to do with homelessness from what you've learned from this intensive help with veterans?
We actually have an overall goal in this administration to end homelessness. So we have a goal for veteran homelessness by 2015. We have a goal to end chronic, that sort of long-term street homelessness, also by 2015, and then to end family and youth homelessness by 2020. Those three groups represent a gigantic portion of all homeless persons. And it really goes back to the first point that we were talking about, which is you've got to have good data. So we do collect data every year from communities to get a sense for all of these different homeless populations on who they are, what their needs are, so we can better target resources to them.
And to that end, not just with veterans, but in general, which is the population that right now needs the most help?
The chronically homeless are the ones that are most often forgotten. These are typically single men living outside for extended periods of time that have a substance abuse issue. They're often mentally ill, and they often have other issues as well. So they're the sort of the typical street person that you might think of as you're walking down a city street. And they've really kept themselves away from society. They think they want to stay outside, but we really find by engaging them and actually giving them housing, which is what they really want. They don't want to be stabilized. They don't want to just a little bit of an assessment from a caseworker. They actually want housing, that we've been able to continue to reduce chronic homelessness as well. This last year, we reduced that by 2% versus the 12% for veteran homelessness. So it's a big need, but it can be addressed.